The Torah tells us towards the end of this week's parasha, in Parasha Shoftim, in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yitzes, Kisatzor el ir yamim rabim lehilachim alei l'tafsa, lo sachlis es itza lindoach alav garzen, ki mimeno tochel, voso lo sichros, ki ha'adam itza sada lavo mipanecha b'matzor. A pasuk that we actually spoke about earlier on in the summer when one of the chevra asked about cutting down a tree in the backyard. We discussed the sugya about cutting down trees, cutting down fruit-bearing trees, and it was pretty interesting stuff. And this is really what it comes from. The Torah tells us in the very next pasuk, only when you're sure, rak eats asher teida ki lo eats ma'achalhu, oso sashchis v'charata. And there is even a question, a tree that no longer produces fruit, are you allowed to cut it down? A tree that's not a fruit-bearing tree, are you allowed to cut it down? The Sefer Achinuch has a beautiful discussion about how we're supposed to really be sensitive to everything in Hashem's world, all the different creations. Right? To just walk and step on an ant, to walk and break off a branch of a tree, is not the way of a Ben Torah or Bas Torah. We have to act with a lot more sensitivity to not destroy anything, not to have any sort of destructive habits. But what I want to focus on is a phrase in the pasuk that many, many people take out of context. Ki ha'adam eitz asad. The Torah kind of, in a way, compares man to a tree. This is Darshan, the Gemara in Tainus, but the Sefer Or Gedaliyahu, Rav Gedaliyahu Shor, explains that a human being is compared specifically to a tree, an eitz asada, and not any other type of produce. Because if you have a wheat or a cornfield or anything like that, it'll grow, it'll produce vegetables, and it's harvested. And once it's harvested, all the produce is regrown from the bottom. It starts completely over again, the entire process. However, once a fruit tree grows, and it produces those fruits. The fruits are harvested, but the tree doesn't go anywhere. The fruits are taken from the tree, and new fruits grow the following year. And this is the tafkid of us in this world. We're the same physical person from year to year. But each year, we're supposed to produce and generate new fruits. We all have the kochos inside of us, and it's just a matter of actualizing them and bringing those fruits out to the forefront. We don't need to start over, we just need to look inside. Right? Sometimes a tree requires a little bit of weeding, but a wholesale change is not necessary. And that's why I think maybe we can suggest that Shoftim, Parsha Shoftim, is always read by Rosh Chodesh Elul, where we begin the tshuva process, the tshuva season, as we head towards Rosh Hashanah, Asar Esmei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. We have to look inside and think about what are the fruits that we're going to produce this year. And again, we need to remind ourselves, you don't need to start from scratch. That's the eitz of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara tries to tell us that we totally need to start from the very, very beginning. But we need a little bit of weeding, maybe cut this out, a little bit more of this. The wholesale change is unnecessary. And that's in fact really one of the greatest lessons in a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah tells us that this world is considered, it's comparable to a lobby. You go to the wedding, you walk into the lobby, and Olam Haba, where the real party is, that's the main ballroom. So my father-in-law likes to point out all the time that anytime Chazal gives us a mashal, it's to help us understand something that we would not have been able to understand without it. So what's pshat this mashal in the Mishnah in Avos? So I heard a beautiful explanation from Rav Chaim Waxman. When a person shows up to a wedding, when they walk into the lobby of the hotel or wherever the hall may be, they walk into that lobby, what do? They don't get dressed right there. They show up to the wedding dressed already. Maybe they have to tie their tie, or maybe they have to pull their tie up and button their top button. If they're wearing a hat, maybe they put the brim of their hat down. A woman, maybe she runs her fingers through her hair. Maybe she was wearing, I don't know, like flats or flip-flops, I don't know, to the wedding, and she puts on her high heels. I don't know, whatever they do. But the point is, small changes are what's required in the lobby. And the Yetzer Hara tries to get us to think you have to totally change your avodas Hashem, become a different person. You know, your friends called you, I don't know, Jack in high school, and you switched to like a Yecheskel Pinchas. Okay, it could be for some people that's the mahalach necessary. But it's small changes that have an enduring and lasting impact. And I think that's what our avodah is, to recognize that the tree remains the same. It's just a matter of producing new fruits every single year. That's idea number one. And idea number two is, and Justin Carl is pushing me to share this idea, so I have to give him a shout out for it. What we were learning earlier today, and the Maharal says a beautiful idea. The Maharal tells us in Nesivos Olam, in Nesiv Ashtika, that why is it ki ha'olam kemo itz asada? He asks, why is a person compared to a tree? He says, because we're producing fruits. How do you know an apple tree is an apple tree and not an orange tree? Well, you look at the fruits it produces. And how do you know an orange tree is not an apple tree? Well, because oranges are growing on the tree and not apples. Right, a tree is defined by what type of fruit it produces. You can tell you can understand the identity of the tree based on its produce. So says the Maharal, the same thing is true when it comes to a person. You can tell the atzmius, the panemius of a person, based on how he or she chooses to express themselves. Right? It gives us a glimpse into who the person really is on the inside. Is a person a refined person? Is a person a sensitive person? A person a little bit more callous, maybe? Right? Depending on how we speak in all situations. Whether it's in the basketball court, whether it's in the base medrash, whether it's with our family, or whether it's our friends late on a Motzei Shabbos. However, or wherever we find ourselves, the way in which we speak is incredibly telling and informative in terms of the identity of the person. And this is really, the Gra tells us in Igara Sagra, that the Iker, the number one, the main way to be Zochet to Olam Haba, and this is the Gra talking, you'd expect them to say Torah, right? The Gra tells us, no, it's not Torah, and it's not Maisim Tovim, but it's Shmiras HaPiv, being careful with how we speak. And I think maybe this is why it's referred to Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSada, the Maral saying that our Dibur, our words, are our Iker Peros. Why is that? Because I don't think we fully understand the power and impact of our words. A study from McGill University showed that when subjects read words related to the elderly people, they would walk more slowly when they left the lab. That's an amazing thing. Our words impact our own actions, and it's not just our own actions, but it changes reality as well, on a halachic and a scientific level. Right, we know, based on Nedarim we spoke a few weeks ago, you can say certain things, and now potato chips are going to be asur midaraisa to me. We need to be incredibly careful with how we speak. And not only that, my friend Reb Zev Kahana from New Jersey told me once, when we were in YU together, he showed me a guy, Masaru Emoto, who's a Japanese author and scientist, you can Google it, Messages from Water. And he showed how speech can affect the molecular structure of water. He would play heavy metal music while looking at the molecular structure of water underneath the microscope, and he would play positive, upbeat type of words and music while looking at the molecular structure of water underneath the microscope. And they drastically, the different sounds drastically altered the structure of water in negative and positive ways. It's an amazing thing, but we see here that our speech not only affects our actions, as the chevra walked more slowly when they left the lab, but affects halacha, it affects reality, it affects everything. And I think that's something to think about in terms of our dibor. You can understand the nature of a person by listening to the way the person speaks, and I think we have to be a little bit more careful with how we speak, making sure we're speaking in a sensitive, refined way. Ki Adam Eitz HaSada. So two ideas on Ki Adam Eitz HaSada. We have the idea from Rav Gedalia Shor that we're the same tree from every single year. We have to just produce new peros. And the second idea, when it comes to being careful with how we speak, you can tell what type of person is, what type of person a person is by the way we speak.